312-981-7200 is the phone number. We're going to be talking about the best movie pickup lines of all time and meet cute situations and maybe terrible pickup lines. If you would like to jump in, talk or text, the lines are open now at 312-981-7200. And there you go. My dad's going to call and tell a joke just a little bit too, because it's Monday. All right. Some of the best movie pickup lines of all time here. Esmeralda, I'll throw these out and I'll tell you who said them. And you let me know whether that would work for you.
Mm-hmm.
Because we used to do that. I still have that. I still have some of those terrible pickup lines that I would try out on you, Esmeralda. And it would be like, hey. Because I would precede it with hey, even though there was no hey there. Isn't that when someone approaches a single woman, don't they go, hey?
Oh, yeah. And there's reverb.
That's right. Suddenly there's just reverb. I mean, hey, did you, are your legs tired? Because you've been running through my mind all night. That was one of them, right?
Mm-hmm.
What was the,
I think so.
Dan, what was the one that your friend used or? Maybe that you use.
Should I type it up so you can do it with the reverb, or should I just say it? So you could say it with the reverb.
All right, I'll say it with the reverb. Right, he's going right, to type it up, yeah. And I'll try it out. And Esmeralda, just I'm a stranger coming up to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you would. This is how I. This is Dan's line. This is the line that Dan would use. Okay.
Hey. Do you know how much a polar bear weighs?
No.
Enough to break the ice.
Oh.
Dan, she just went, ugh.
Like, that was the reaction of several women.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Enough to break the ice. Ugh. All right. Have you seen the movie An Education, Esmeralda, with Carey Mulligan and Peter Sarsgaard?
I have not.
It's a very good movie if you get a chance to see it. Peter Sarsgaard says to her, this is his line, look, if you had any sense, you wouldn't take a lift from a stranger, but I'm a music lover and I'm worried about your cello. Because it's raining.
Right.
And
but
he's
just calling her dumb.
Well, no, because she didn't have a car.
Yeah, but he's telling her not to take rides from strangers.
Right.
But he's the exception.
Right, because he's a music lover and he's worried about her cello. Mm-hmm. He doesn't want her cello to be ruined.
That's a very, what's it called when?
Condescending?
No, when someone like says something nice about you, but it has that tone to it. Double something or.
I don't know.
There's a term for that.
Okay. All right, how about this from the movie Claire's Knee from 1970? Come to my house. I have great books.
Wow, no.
No?
That just sounds like you're going to get murdered.
Enough to break the ice.
Audrey Hepburn says this line in Charade. This is actually one of my favorites, and I'm very thrilled to see that this has been included. Audrey Hepburn says, I don't bite, you know, unless it's called for. That's good.
Oh, my.
And Audrey Hepburn saying it is also pretty special. Have you seen Lost in Translation, Esmeralda?
I have.
Okay, this is Bill Murray's first line to Scarlett Johansson in that movie. Can you keep a secret? I'm trying to organize a prison break. I'm looking for, like, an accomplice. We'd have to first get out of this bar, and then the hotel, then the city, and then the country. Are you in or are you out? I love that movie.
Yeah, that's a cute line.
Yeah, and I love that movie. I really do love that movie. And Sofia Coppola was touring around. You know, when the film, because I can't believe that movie was 2003. Was that so long ago? It's 15 years old. That movie's 15 years old. What? Anyway, she came to town and I got to interview her. She came on. Me and Gary Lee Wright were filling in during the day one time, and she came in, and she was just lovely. She was just lovely, and I think she's a terrific filmmaker. The only movie that she made that I didn't like was her last one, was The Beguiled. That's because I love the original so much. But I love all her movies, and I remember when Marie Antoinette came out, everybody was like, "No, that's the stupidest movie." That movie rules. I love that movie. But yeah, she was lovely, and then she was all excited because the publicist and her were going to go across to the Billy Goat, and she was very, very excited about the Billy Goat, which I don't know why I find that so. I find that, you know, Francis Ford Coppola's daughter is like really, really excited about going to the Billy Goat. okay, Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Do you guys remember the scene? It's on a bus, right? The scene on, is that when they first start talking? Aren't they on a bus and she turns around and starts talking to him?
I think that's right. Some form of transportation.
I mean, I haven't seen that movie in a long time. Is it, and Clementine, who played by Kate Winslet, says, "Is it okay if I sit closer? How far are you going?" That's fine. If Kate Winslet said that to me, that'd be fine. She's Kate Winslet. Kate Winslet could said, you know, Kate Winslet could come up to me, you know, and say, "Hey, I farted." And I'd go, "Yeah, that's fantastic." Because you're Kate Winslet. All right. We're going to take a break here.
By the way, Esmeralda 630, backhanded compliment.
There you go.
Backhanded compliment. Mm-hmm. There it is. Thank you, 630. All right. More best movie pickup lines of all time. If you've got some favorites, 312-981-7200. Right now, we got a break, and the news is after this. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio here, the Showcase studio, looking out on Michigan Avenue. And as we mentioned before, historic morning here on WGN. Vic Vaughn became the first newscaster to broadcast from our new digs, the new newsroom, right across the river at 303 East Wacker. Went off without a hitch. Everything going well. Congratulations to everybody who helped and to the engineers who do such a great job. And we'll all be moved over there in a couple of weeks to our new home. I'm going to miss this building, though. Dan, you know, I mean, this is truly, you know, a magnificent place to work.
Yeah, I forget who said it, but, you know, it's the best office building in the world, you know?
I mean, I've said this before, trying to get, we work here, so we're here all the time. But you take it for granted. Because this is an unbelievably beautiful historic building, and it's been so much fun to just be a part of this. I mean, I've been here for the whole time. I mean, this is 33 years I've been here. We were still at Bradley when I first started, but then, you know, I've been here since GN came back to this building in the 80s, 86, if I'm not mistaken. But yeah, I mean, and then, you know, brand new studios across the river there on Wacker, very exciting changes, new equipment, state-of-the-art stuff. I took the virtual tour. I've seen pictures. It's going to be great. It's going to be great. Moving, you know, the big move stuff is already done.
Yeah.
Like, our stuff is over there. All we got to do is unpack when we get over there. So it's just, it looks, the offices look just so weird now. Have you walked through?
I have not been back there since Friday morning.
Yeah. It looks crazy, man. I mean, it's just like a ghost town and, like, you know, everything gone. The offices are empty. There's, dumpsters in throughout the area. So yeah, it's just weird going through there now. And, you know, and boy, that was a quick transition, too, because, you know, a couple of weeks ago, there were people up there, and there was the equipment and computers and stuff, and now gone. But all over across the street to the new digs, across the river to the new digs. And when we get over there in a couple of weeks, we're going to have to call Skip Skipley and get in on that, the submarine.
That's right.
The bong marine. So we've been talking about great pickup lines from movies. And we got a bunch more here. Now, this one is from The Sure Thing. This is from The Sure Thing. And by the way, for people who listen on a regular basis, that clip, Nick, your buddy, that's from The Sure Thing. That's John Cusack in The Sure Thing. But here's his, see if Esmeralda would be, this is right at the beginning of the movie. He says this, and he doesn't say it to Daphne Zuniga, who he ends up having the romantic you know, relationship with in the film. He says it to a different girl, but this is what he says. Are you ready for this, Esmeralda? John Cusack says, how would you like to have a sexual encounter so intense it could conceivably change your political views?
Huh. That's what I'd say.
Yeah. Oh, even if it's John Cusack, though? Like 1985 cute John Cusack? No?
Be like, yeah, good luck.
Oh, boy. Not a fan of Lloyd Dobler?
No, it's just that anybody who would think that would work.
Yeah.
I'd be like, okay.
It doesn't work, by the way.
Be like, I'm going to go now.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty much what happens in the movie, too. Yeah. It doesn't work. All right, how about this one from A Beautiful Mind? This is Russell Crowe from A Beautiful Mind. I don't remember this at all. I don't remember much of A Beautiful Mind.
Right.
I saw it one time, and I was like, I don't exactly know what I'm required to say in order for you to have intercourse with me, but we could assume that I said all that. I mean, essentially, we're talking about fluid exchange, right? So we could just go straight to the sex. Isn't he supposed to be a smart guy in that movie?
Yeah.
Well, he's good with numbers. That's the thing.
I don't know, though. That, in some odd ways, is a bit endearing.
Yeah.
Because it just sounds like he's being very technical about it all.
Yeah. I don't remember. I really don't remember much of that movie.
Either.
I just I remember, you know, I think Jennifer Connelly was beautiful.
I just remember he would see that guy.
Paul Bettany, yeah.
Yeah, and then it turned out it was in
not
his
a
head
real
or
dude.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah. The movie's 17 years old, Esmeralda. I think it's okay. How about this? Juno.
Mm.
Ellen Page says, "You're like the coolest person I've ever met, and you don't even have to try."
I'm sure that would work.
Did you say that to Michael Cera?
Yeah.
What? Really? Natalie Portman in No Strings Attached. Remember when the two movies came out with the same plot? What the hell was the other one called? Friends with Benefits, right?
Right.
So it was JT and Mila Kunis,
mm-hmm.
and then Ashton Kutcher and Natalie Portman.
Yeah.
And they were both good. That was the thing about it. They both looked awful, and I was like, "This is the same stupid movie." And oddly, Ashton Kutcher and Mila Kunis weren't in it together. He was in the other.
It's like when all those magician movies came out.
Right.
Just like brash of just.
Well, your boyfriend was in one of them.
He was, and I have not seen it.
The Illusionist.
It looked not good.
It was actually pretty good. The Illusionist was pretty good. The Prestige was the other one.
Mm.
That was with Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale, and it was why am I blanking on the British director's name? Christopher Nolan.
I just thought it was about magicians.
It is. They're both about magicians. They are, and they came out right at the same time. Anyway, Natalie Portman in No Strings Attached says, "You give me premature ventricular contractions. You make my heart skip a beat."
Is she a doctor?
I think she was a doctor. Okay. Yeah, if I'm not mistaken in the movie. Again, I've only seen that movie one time, and I didn't dislike it though. I actually liked it. I thought both of them were good. How about Laura Dern in Blue Velvet? Is it for her first line to Kyle MacLachlan? Are you the one that found the ear?
Is that really a pickup line? I mean, is that just conversation?
I think so. Yeah. Mike Myers as Austin Powers in Austin Powers, The Spy Who Shagged Me. Let's hop on the good foot and do the bad thing. Doesn't he have like a ton of those in those movies?
I mean, yeah, that's all it is.
Everything that comes out of his mouth is a pickup line in those.
Our lines, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, baby. Remember when guys would do that in bars? That was always interesting.
Everyone was doing
that. Everybody, yeah. Oh, how about Borat imitations? How great were they? Oh. Remember back in 2007 when everybody was doing Borat imitations? From this, I love this line. This is Seth Rogen in Knocked Up. You're prettier than I am. I love that line. Let's see. Cruel Intentions.
Mm.
We were just talking about that movie. This is Ryan Flippy. Little Flippy has this line. Please give me another chance. I'm a wreck without you.
That's not a pickup line. They already know each other.
Yeah. That is not a pickup line.
It's a pickup again line.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. Steve Martin in My Blue Heaven. You remember My Blue Heaven?
Was that the car dealer?
No.
No. Doesn't he sell cars in it?
No, he's a mobster.
Oh.
Rick Moranis is in it.
He's I haven't seen it. I thought they sold cars in it, though.
No, are you thinking of...
another movie?
You thinking of Cadillac Man with Robin Williams?
I don't know why I thought that.
No, My Blue Heaven is like
He's got that hair.
He does, yeah.
He's got like a flat top,
yeah,
doesn't he?
Yeah, but he's like a mobster, and if I remember, I've only seen it again. I didn't like it. He's a mobster who I think is in the witness protection program. I think that's what the movie's about. And he has to like stay with Rick Moranis, straight-laced family.
Mm-mm.
So he's in a grocery store, and I think it's Carol Kane, if I'm not mistaken, the woman he approaches. Mm-hmm. He's in a grocery store, and he walks up to her, and he's got that sort of a bad Italian, mafia kind of accent. You know, it's dangerous for you to be here in the frozen food section because you could melt all of this stuff.
I think that works because of the accent.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, and he delivers it. That's pretty much exactly the way he delivers it. And the hair.
If someone just came up to me like, you could melt all of this here. I'd be like, I'm going to go
but
now.
But if you go, you could melt all of this stuff. Or, and with this, you could melt all of this stuff.
Of course.
All right.
And then spill in aisle 7.
Right. clean up in aisle 7. Did I ever tell you what's the worst stuff to clean up when you're in a grocery store?
Honey.
Honey's not bad.
Really?
Yeah, because you get two pieces of cardboard and you scoop it up and throw it in the garbage. The worst is laundry detergent, liquid laundry detergent. Because it just turns into suds. Like
you can't.
It's ridiculous. It takes like 9 hours, and you have to do it in sections. So you've got the slippery when wet things out there to make sure people don't, because you have to go back like half an hour later and try again.
Yeah, yeah.
The worst. The worst. Honey's nothing to honey. Honey's easy. Honey is easy.
Keep that in mind.
Yeah, just in case.
Next time I'm throwing things at the supermarket.
Next time you're at the Jewel and you want to bust some stuff. All right, we got a break here. We got weather and we got traffic. And then my dad's going to call in and tell the joke because it's a jokey time. And then we'll wrap up with more of these pickup lines from movies. Although some of them aren't pickup lines, as we discovered.
Yeah.
Enough to break the ice.
I guess to pick them up and at some point.
Yeah.
Again?
Again? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Because Flippy's line from Cruel Intentions, that's not a pickup line.
No, but I mean, I guess he's trying to win her
back.
He's
not trying to get her back. So. Yeah. All right. Okay. We have to break. All right. We've been talking about pickup lines from movies, and here is Trucker Jeff on WGN. Go ahead, Jeff.
Hello. How about Jack Nicholson from As Good As It Gets? You make me want to be a better man.
It's one of my favorite lines ever in movie history.
Yes, it is.
I adore that movie, and that's a great line. Thank you, Jeff.
All right.
Yeah. I love that movie. Have you seen As Good As It Gets?
Bits and pieces.
Oh man, I love that movie. I think Helen Hunt and Nicholson are so great in it, and Greg Kinnear, and it's really just great. And that's my favorite moment in that entire movie is you make me want to be a better man, because he starts taking his meds, and he hates taking them, but because he's got some issues,
right?
So he hates taking his meds, but he starts taking them because of her. And she's like, and he says that to her, I don't like taking these pills, but I'm taking them now. And she's like, I don't understand. What are you talking about? And he says, you make me want to be a better man.
Oh,
that's lovely. Mel says a pickup line. My, you look green with envy. I can imagine when you are ripe.
What?
Oh, he's green.
Yeah,
right?
Because green, you're not
ready. How the hell is that?
Ready?
Doug in Kansas City. Here we go. How did I not? I didn't even see this on the sheet. Doug in Kansas City, the greatest pickup line in movie history is from As Good As It Gets. When I met you, I started taking my pills, etc. Wow. Love fest for As Good As It Gets this morning. 847 area code says a pickup line. You say, if you were a pirate, would you want the parrot on this shoulder, and then you touch the shoulder. Then you say, or this shoulder, and then you touch the far shoulder by putting their hand around their back, and then you leave your hand there. That's when you call HR.
Oh my gosh.
That's
when you get a palm to the nose.
What the hell is that?
I just like, and you just leave it there.
And leave it there.
And don't say anything.
Robert says, I used to give a girl a rose and then say, you're the one making the rose beautiful.
What? No. Jeez. And then what did he just have?
Then he put his arm around it and left it there.
Bunch of roses in stock in the fridge?
Yeah. Yeah. Always carried roses with him. 224 area code says, Groucho had so many good pickup lines. One of my favorites was, will you marry me? Did he leave you any money? Answer the second question first.
See that one?
That's Groucho, man.
That would be good.
All right. Let's see.
By the way, just in from the 815 area code, after a long day working, a girl told me I was a hot mess. I said, no, you're the hot, I'm the mess. It didn't go anywhere.
Here's one from the classic film Hitch.
Yeah.
Again, one of the weirdest experiences my ex-wife and I had in a movie theater, because everybody, and I mean everybody in the crowded theater, was laughing their butts off. And we just kept looking at each other going, what?
Is that a monthly viewing for you?
No. I just saw it the one time. I couldn't. I mean, I seriously, we walked out of the movie going, what planet were we just on? What were these people watching? I didn't laugh once during the movie.
Yeah.
But here's the line. Are you ready for this one, Esmeralda? It's Will Smith in Hitch. I couldn't help but notice that you look a lot like my next girlfriend.
Oh, come on. That's not one of Hitch's lines, is it?
Yeah. Hitch, he's the relationship expert.
I know, but that sounds like one bozos.
No, it's Hitch.
Oh, come on, Hitch.
He teaches the fat white guy to dance.
Gets a model.
That was one of the funnier scenes in the movie, according to the audience I saw it with. All right, there you go. We're closing out with Hitch. Esmeralda, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yep, see you tomorrow.
All right. Dan, who's on the show again tomorrow? Tom Appel. It's Carman.
Oh, very nice.
All right. And that's all coming up tomorrow. Everybody have a great morning, and we'll got the news that's coming up next.